Morning all. Jilly's not well, so she's got a nasty cold. So she's sitting outside. We're going to, and Rachel's not too good either, so. We're going to start with a well-known one, aren't we? Praise my soul. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. You should know that one. Thank you, Richard.
Praise him, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer.
Sorry. It's a new backing, so I didn't quite get that right. Sorry, I'll start again.
Right, haven't we?
We can praise him twice.
Praise him. Jesus, our blessed for us, it's our day and night. It's our walk of the whole of eternal days. And praise him, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Reign forever and ever, crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming for the world of victorious. Until the Lord be long, praise him, praise him, now and his name to the grave. Praise him, every joyful song. Praise him, tell of his excellent praise. Praise him, every joyful song.
So how good is it to start with praising him because of his excellent greatness? And the second song has chorus, I could sing of your love forever. And I think we've got to sing maybe the words, but be believing in ourselves, we will sing of his love forever. We will sing his praises forever. So over the mountains and the sea.
Oh. And I will open up my heart and let to hear and set me free. I'm happy to be in. And I will think it in my hands. For I will always see you when you're looking down. Oh, the mountain that is still, your river runs to love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the years set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth. And I will think it in my hands. And I will always see the way you're looking down. When you're looking down,
I can see of your love forever.
I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. Oh, I feel like I sing. Oh, I know. And the one that I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever. I will sing of your love forever.
Now let us come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to worship you, to say that we love you and adore you. You, Lord, mean so much to us. Not only are you our creator and provider, but you open to all who trust you a new life, an abundant life, an eternal life. That is your love for us. So, Lord, we desire to repent of our past and offer our lives completely to you. Take us, Lord, and use each one of us in accordance with your will. We pray for your world, and for all people in it, leaders, doctors, nurses, carers, and all who contribute to make life more peaceful, more wonderful, and more pleasing to you. We pray for your church. Grant us by the power of Spirit to be your ambassadors, and may the glory be yours alone. We remember especially today Brian's son, David, Jean's husband, Stuart, Rita's granddaughter, April, Bruce's working mate, Rachel, and Bruce's mum, who has had a fall, not harmed, but very shaken. We pray for Jilly, pray that she will soon get rid of this terrible cold. We pray for Stephen's Rachel and pray that you'll be all that she needs. And Lord, as we're bowed before you, will you take one and all of us? Will you take each one of us? will you do all that you need to do in our lives. And now, Lord, we look to the future. We ask that you would equip and guide us as we seek to walk with you day by day. May our walk be filled with joy, with hope, with peace. And may we walk so closely with you that nothing will spoil our relationship with you, Father, Son, and Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The next one is Jesus be the center. We really want Jesus to be in our heart and at the heart of our lives in everything we do.
Be the center, be my soul, be my life, be the center.
Now we come to our Bible reading for today, and thank you to Sarah, who's going to bring it to us.
This morning is taken from Acts 2, verses 41 to 47. Those who accepted Paul's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. The fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who was in need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in the homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Sharing everything with one another. The next song is Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as my sister. Let you be my servant. We are pilgrims on a journey, companions of the road. We are here to help each other on the line. I will talk with Christ, I told you, in the night time of your being. I will hold my hand to speak the peace you love. I will be when you are weeping. Bring you up our love with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we see this journey. When we seek to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Lord, our holy mountain, of Christ's love and atmosphere. Father, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray God, grace you. Let you be my servant.
So for our message this morning, the work and the future of the church. To pay respect to all that that title gives us, we need to turn especially to God's word. And you will find that we have many, many quotes of scripture to share with you about both the work and the future of the church. First of all, as an opening text, a very well-known one, Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." So number one, the work of the church is to proclaim the gospel of Christ. That is the work of the church, to proclaim the gospel of Christ. Got a few points for you concerning that. A, Christians are to declare the wonderful deeds of him who has called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Principally, by the change which the gospel has brought or should have brought into our lives. We should be encouraged by the next one. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So we are to declare the wonderful deeds of Jesus, who has called us to be his servants. B, the main function of the church is testimony to Jesus himself. 2 Peter 3, verse 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own desires. That's 2 Peter 3, verse 3. Now, the church is, of course, not a building. We must understand that, mustn't we? The church is not a building, but it is, of course, the fellowship of believers. And it is our duty as a family of brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord to testify about Jesus, to tell other people about him and his sacrificial life and his death, all which he did, of course, for us. But scripture warns us that there will be scoffers, and we might well suffer. However, in the last days, those who make us suffer will be judged, and we will receive our reward for being faithful to Jesus. And see, the purpose the Lord Jesus had for the church from the very beginning was the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name to all nations. Luke 4, verse 47. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And take comfort, Acts 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We are to proclaim Jesus. We are to share, in other words, the good news of the gospel. Number two, the work of the church is to make disciples of all who believe the gospel. So first of all, we share the truth of the gospel so that people might come and claim Jesus as their savior. But then we've got to go further. The work of the church is to make disciples of all who believe the gospel. Now, A, believers are to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I give you Matthew 28, verse 19. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Believers are also taught to observe all that Jesus has commanded. Matthew 28, verse 20, and teaching them not only to obey, but to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us. And he says, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So although we've got to help people who've come to Jesus to become disciples, in other words, to mature in their faith, although we have to do that, Jesus will always, by the power of the Spirit, be with us. But you know, believers are to be warned and instructed according to all that God would have us know, so that we are brought to full maturity as members of Christ's church, the body of believers. Number three, the end. Yes, the end is always in view. The return of Christ and the presentation of the church, Scripture tells us, to him as his bride. You know, no matter how dark the days may be, and about how apparently hopeless the church's situation may appear, the church will triumph and the powers of hell will not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Then Christ loves the church, and he will demonstrate that love before the enemies of the church. Revelation 3, verse 9. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down and acknowledge that I have loved you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul, Silas, and Timothy write this. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of Jesus. They will be shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day that he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among those who have believed. This includes you, he says, to all who have believed our testimony to you. I share with you Colossians 1, verse 28. He is the one we proclaim, teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. So, my friends, the church will be gathered from every part of the earth, with no member missed at Christ's return. Matthew 24, 31. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. And Mark 13, verse 27. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. And Luke 21, 38. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your hearts, because your redemption is drawing near. So, my friends, the future of the church is to be presented glorious before the Lord at the last. Ephesians 5, verse 2, to present the church to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Then can I finish more or less with Revelation 21, John's vision, 21 verse 21. This is what John says. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. So, what is the work of the church? And what is going to happen to the church? Well, as we've seen, the work of the church in brief is to proclaim the gospel and make disciples of all who believe, so that the new believers mature until Christ comes again. Now, I know, and I'm sure you probably know, that there are many people who cannot understand what and how the end is going to happen. But what I've tried to do for you today is to tell you not what I think, but what the scriptures say. And there'll be many things that we perhaps don't understand. We may have many questions about the future. But friends, this I know, and you know, that God will be faithful to us right to the end. He will deal with the friends of Satan, and we will be his beloved sons and daughters. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you, Ruth. We can only do it with Jesus. And the next song is Guard Us, Guide Us, Lead Us. We need Jesus in us, leading us. We need to know him by the word so that we can preach it by word. So Guard Us, Guide Us, Lead Us, which is one written by Gillian, actually, inspired by the Holy Spirit.
So if we sing up, she'll be able to hear us outside.
Guide us, lead us into the deeper things of you. Please, the love divine you, who can show us the way to go. Oh, to wait, Lord Jesus, there is so much we need to know. We can't for the sons to be redeemed. How will they know who we are if our love is only here? I'm feeling disappointed.
is not my deceit, into the deep and deep of you. There is no one that I knew. We can be so lost in a way to tell you. Just to lay, Lord Jesus, there is so much we need to know. For the sun to be our Lord is God of God, that's leading us into the deeper things of you. There is no one like you to show us the way to come. Show us the way, Lord Jesus. So much we need to know. We never need to know. All the songs that we hear. God is leading us into the deep of the earth. There is so other than you, who show us the way to go. Show us the way, Lord Jesus. There is so much we need to know. The end of the day is coming. For the songs to be with you.
Case that's daunting, then we're told that he is building. The next song is I'm building. He feels my power, which is a dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Let us sing as we pray, leaving.
Building a people of power, and I'm making a people of praise. I will move with my spirit, and the glory of my greatest nation. Build a church, Lord, take a strong heart, make us
Sunday, the message will be about our ministry. It may not be so deep. But it is a message that is very, very special to me. And I ask you to pray that that message will reach much wider than just our hearts. And can I say, because this will please Bruce, I know, some of you met Ben, the man that looked like a four-year-old child. We got permission for him to live with his mother in this country. He came from the Congo. He eventually became legal citizens. He eventually went to university. Later, he married a lady called Mayfair. They have their own ministry. The Lord's really using him. But what Bruce will be glad to hear is in a little message from him to see how we were. He said, I often listen in to your services. Right, let us join together to say the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of our Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Wonderful. Wonderful.